Sports Beat Extra with Odrin Johnson on Beat.
Delighted to be joined by former Waterford hurling manager Michael Ryan following the news that Peter Queeley has stepped down from his role as Waterford senior hurling manager. There was a possibility of a third term there year being offered to Queeley. He said he was extremely disappointed to learn that he did not have the full support of the board to continue in his role. Michael, thank you so much for joining me. Firstly, your initial thoughts after hearing the news that he was stepping down.
Well, first of all, I'm disappointed for Peter because he's a really good guy. I thought he did a decent job. I think the gods almost conspired against him this year. Everything that could go wrong did go wrong. Mm-hmm. A lot of injuries, a lot of things happened behind the scenes, and he didn't have any luck, and I'm very disappointed for him. And I know exactly how he's feeling because I've been in that position before, and it certainly eats you, and it's hard to get over it, and it will take some time for him to reconcile with that. But really disappointed for him because I thought he gave it every ounce he had. But unfortunately, it didn't work out.
It's one of those positions, and you look at the players, as you mentioned, he had at his disposal this year, and how much he kind of got out of those players, and the performances were good, so they just probably didn't go his way on the day. And you think probably next year, if he was there, some of those players coming through from the underage setup and the minor setup possibly could have created a completely different story at the end of 3 years as opposed to two, couldn't it, Michael?
Well, I'll be honest, I would have felt he deserved another year. I mean, after all the things that went on this year and all the things that went wrong, I felt he would have deserved another year. I thought he had a lot to offer. I thought as the year went on, despite all the things that went wrong, there were signs that the thing was starting to come together. And, they fought for every ball. They did an awful lot of things right. And they just didn't get the breaks. So I would have liked to see him continue. But look, the reality is he's gone now and we've just got to move on. But I'm really, really sorry for him.
It's a difficult one, I suppose, to kind of analyse, because you look at that first year he was there and, getting promoted from Division 1B, and you saw the kind of the sort of atmosphere that brought to the county, just knowing that there was a bit of success there, albeit just a league final. But, going into the following year, you're thinking maybe push on from there, and that just didn't happen. They kind of yo-yoed back down to 1B. Where does this leave, I suppose, Waterford hurling now as it currently stands with a lot of those players and, of course, a new management team having to come in?
Well, I think the first thing is this appointment is absolutely crucial and it's got to be done properly, and we've got to look at all the options, and we've got, because this can't be rushed into now. I mean, and I would think the first thing I would say is the format of the committee selecting the manager is going to be very, very important. Mm-hmm. And I think the county board in some ways need to step away from the initial process and appoint an independent committee to scan and scour and look at all the possible candidates. And I sit down and chat them through. This isn't simple now. And we can't afford this one again. I mean, this has been going on over the years. We've had five or six managers who've been more or less voted out by the players. This can continue now. We've got to get this right. And in fairness to the players, they have to have some kind of a say in this as well. It's got to work, because if everybody's not pulling together, if the system isn't right, it won't work. So from my point of view, and I've seen this 100 times before, where county boards pick managers. The committees picking the managers are loaded with county board officers. Mm-hmm. I don't think that's the right way to do this. When this comes back to the county board, they can veto or they can elect somebody. They still have the power to do it. They still have the major say in picking the county board, in picking the manager. But I think we need to appoint an independent committee of 3 people to sit back and look at all the candidates, and I've no doubt there are several candidates. Interview them and re-interview them, and then at the end of the day, propose somebody for sanction at the county board meeting. That way, the county board still retains control, and the county board delegates, and the county board delegates need to step up as well, because at the end of the day, they are the county board. Mm-hmm. They have the major say, but we need to have a good look at it, have a good think about it. We have some really good players still around, and hopefully like Stephen Bennett and Jamie Barron, hopefully they have more to offer, and hopefully they have time to give it. We have some good young fellas coming through, and but young fellas on the strength of it just won't happen unless we make it happen. So we've got to really forensically examine this and find a way to come up with a solution.
It seems strange in the sense that usually if you have managerial appointment where they don't decide to go on with the 3 years, it's because they believe that the team has underperformed and that they can get more out of the team if there's a different person at the helm. But for me, I suppose, looking at this Watford team, it still feels very much like a team in transition. And like, regardless of who you bring in, there's probably going to be a few years there where things are just going to need to get up and running again, isn't there?
No, I have to say that, like, I'm on the outside looking in, and so are several other people as well. We don't know exactly what happened. I mean, there's rumours going around about people leaving the management team. There's a whole series of things went on. I don't know what went on, and I don't want to even, you know, preempt or even think about it, but it needs to be examined. Why all this happened? How it happened? Should it have happened? And walk from there. And, you know, at the end of the day, I still think if we can get this right now, I think we have a really good potential over the next few years, which was under minors coming through, under 20s coming through, some of the older fellas as well. We have a good team. And like this year, apart from all the injuries, we had a refereeing calls that went wrong. We were so close to winning a couple of those games. Mm-hmm. And we could have been in a quarter final, no problem. But at the end of the day, we can't keep talking about how it looks always in Waterford. We've got to find a way around that. And the only way around that is to now find the best possible management team to take this forward and everybody work together.
Now, as we mentioned earlier, there's already been an abundance of names thrown around as who could possibly come in and take this job. Just a couple I want to name off to you. Donal O'Rourke, Pat Ryan, Tony Brown, and even Jason Ryan, I suppose, is on the list there as well in some form or another. I suppose just from a purely of your own perspective, is there someone you'd have a preference on coming in to take over this team?
No, I wouldn't. I wouldn't be throwing a name at that. I would have to go. I'd have to dig way deeper into that. And Donal O'Rourke, he had a lot of coaching experience. Has he any manager's experience? I don't know about that. I just wouldn't. I think it's too important to just throw names at it. And I know that I've seen a list of 6 or 7 names already, and there is some credible candidates there. And you know, there's probably people can do the job. But this is not about getting somebody to do the job. This is about getting the best person to do the job. I have no doubt that there can be a top-class manager put forward for this, I have no doubt. But it's got to be, the process has got to be forensic, and it's got to be done properly. And I'd be sitting down opposite, first of all, with that committee, I'd be sitting down with candidates. I'd have a lot of questions for them, I think, you know, and I'd like to know what their plan is, what they hope to do, what they see the problems are, and what else needs to happen. But I wouldn't be throwing names at this. This is far too important because, look, we keep talking about we're back since 1959. Mm-hmm. I mean, that's not an accident at all. That's happened. That's shocking. That a county of, when you stop to think about it, for all the players that we have produced, we have twice as many hurling All-Irelands, one as Kerry. Imagine. Mm-hmm. Kerry have one hurling All-Ireland. We have two. That's so far we've fallen in a lot of ways, despite having good players. Despite having good teams. So something has to be wrong. And if we don't arrest it now and go about it properly, this conversation will be had again in 30 years' time. Mm-hmm. So now is the time to get this right. I know I've repeated myself several times. We just can't afford to get this wrong. We need to, whatever it takes to get it right, we need to find a way to do that now.
Obviously, there was a lot of really good work done by Peter. Is there even, I suppose, one thing in particular you think that if a new manager is coming in, that they have to keep consistent with that previous managerial team?
Yeah, well, I suppose from the manager's point of view, it'll always be about getting the best out of the players. And sometimes we confuse passion with performance and skills and tactics and all the other things that go into it. And like it's very hard for any particular guy to be able to get everything right. But, you know, the more of those things you get right, the better. I mean, look at Cork have won in All-Ireland in 22 years coming up this year. I mean, and they've had various management teams, and they were so close and didn't get there. We were so close a couple of times under Justin back in the day, and Derek, we possibly should have won the All-Ireland in 17. And I go back to, you know, 98 as well. It's a really, really difficult thing to get right, but it can be done. But now, the next month or 2 months or 3 months, I don't mind if this manager's not appointed for 3 months. I wouldn't be bound to the media I wouldn't be bound to the public and to what other people think. We need to find a way to just sit back, analyze it, and come up with the right answer.
Absolutely. Well, Michael Ryan, thank you so much. It's been an absolute pleasure. I really appreciate you coming on.
You're very welcome.